Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing you with you my earnestly contending letter for August 2025. It's titled, Faith Waits. Faith is taking God at His Word. A biblical faith is always connected to the Word of God. True faith is not a matter of subjective feelings, mysticism, or intuition. Rather, it is always in response to God's Word. Faith takes God at His promise. What God has promised may yet be future, but faith believes that God will bring it to pass just as He said. This is where hope comes in, as it is the certain expectation that God will bring to pass what He has promised. Thus, faith is the substance of things hoped for, Hebrews 11:1. Abraham is the premier example of saving faith in all the Bible. In the Hall of Faith chapter of Hebrews 11, he is given the longest treatment, Hebrews 11:8 through 19. Abraham was promised by God a special land called the Promised Land. He was also promised innumerable descendants. Both of these involved a lot of waiting. And in fact, Abraham never saw the fulfillment of these promises during his lifetime. He saw the land, but he never really possessed it. All he ever really owned was a burial plot, Genesis 23. Yes, he saw a few children born, most significantly the promised child Isaac, but he never saw the fulfillment of innumerable descendants. The covenant promises made to Abraham, Genesis 12, 15, 17, and 22, were then passed along to Isaac, Genesis 26, and then to Jacob, Genesis 28. But it was by faith that Abraham dwelt in the land of promise, living in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise, Hebrews 11, 9. In doing so, Abraham waited for a permanent dwelling place, the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 11, 10. Well, at the age of 75, Abraham had already been told he would be made a great nation, Genesis 12, 2 and 4. And shortly thereafter, he was told that the number of his descendants would be as the dust of the earth, Genesis 13, 16, compare 15, 5. Through his 70s, then 80s, then 90s, he continued to wait. Finally, when Abraham turned 99, God appeared to him and in effect said, "Now it's baby time," Genesis 17. In the birth of Isaac, Abraham finally tasted the beginnings of what God had promised. But he never saw the fulfillment of a great multitude of descendants. In fact, none of the patriarchs saw the fulfillment of either the land promise or that of the innumerable descendants. Hebrews 11:13 says, quote, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them." They were assured of the promises, but they never saw the fulfillment in this life. Their faith was, quote, "the evidence of things not seen," Hebrews 11:1. They waited and waited and died in faith. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, Hebrews 11:13, with the testimony that they were seeking a homeland that would be fulfilled beyond this life. In keeping with the nature of a true saving faith, they never even considered it an option to go back to the old country, Hebrews 11:15. True faith does not apostatize, Hebrews 10:38-39. Instead, they continued to look forward to a better, that is, a heavenly country, Hebrews 11:16. This is God-honoring faith. True faith does not revert back to a pre-conversion state. Faith does not go back. Rather, it looks forward. It looks forward to what God has promised and will not go back. This is the nature of a true saving faith that pleases God. The patriarchs waited and waited and waited and eventually died in faith, awaiting the fulfillment of God's promises. And because of this, the Bible says, quote, "God is not ashamed to be called their God," Hebrews 11:16. a core designation for the one true God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is this kind of faith that God identifies with. This is the mark of the truly saved. Thought: true faith will die in faith, believing that God will yet fulfill all his promises. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending.